Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. We got our main man, Brian Baldinger, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. That's who Brian's brought to you by. Brian, I gotta start with Bosa, because I just can't believe that a rookie in a league of big boys can come in and be as much of a factor as he has. I mean, are we talking about the 49ers having drafted a guy like Lawrence Taylor or LeBron James coming into the league, or is that slow down?
Well, those are, you know, really big names. I mean, it's obviously early, but I think he's changed the whole culture of the team. I mean, I think people recognize, you can just tell, I mean, especially Quan Alexander. I mean, every single, if Joey Bosa takes an extra breath of air, it gets Quan Alexander excited. You saw Richard Sherman just gushing at the podium yesterday. He changed the whole culture. I mean, all of a sudden, Solomon Thomas is a much better player. Eric Armstead looks like he's deserving of being a number one pick. Everybody, I mean, Sheldon Day, you know, Blair, Ronald Blair, like all these guys are playing much better than they've ever played. But I think really Nick Bosa's presence and his talent has changed the belief in that entire organization right now. So to your question, Steiny, it's a good one. Is he LeBron? Is he that LT? Is he that type of culture change? I think he is. I think he's that guy.
Baldy, I'm watching the game with my pops yesterday, and I'm trying to explain to him the Niners running game and how Kyle Shanahan is doing something different than other teams are doing. I didn't do a good job. Can you just help me and the people that aren't too technical savvy? What's Kyle Shanahan's run? What's the scheme? How are guys just running 5 to 6 yards before they get hit, Baldy?
Well, it's not just one thing. Mike McDaniels is the run game coordinator. I think he's the highest paid assistant coach in football that's not a coordinator. But if you look at, like, the touchdown run by Deebo Samuel, you know, you have to block Luke Kuechly if you're going to be successful in any play against the Carolina Panthers. And literally the pre-snap motion and the misdirection and the underneath handoff to Deebo Samuel took Luke Kuechly's eyes off the ball for all of about 1 second. And that's all it took for Samuel to get by him. And the key to what I'm saying here is that you have to know and understand how the defense is going to react. That's what you're planning on. I mean, anybody can run pre-snap motion, but can you get the defense to do what you think they're going to do? And in these big runs that they had yesterday, and it didn't matter if it was Raheem Mostert or if it was Tevin Coleman or Deebo Samuel, I mean, they're getting the defense to do what their intention is. And it's different every week. Anybody that has a skilled number on their jersey is capable of running the ball in this offense. And then there is literally a play action off every one of those runs. And so it's the most diverse rushing attack in all of the NFL right now.
Man, Baldy, you're preaching, man. Kuechly's got to be dizzy on that flight back to Carolina after all that pre-snap movement yesterday. But I want to talk about this defense, because I did not see this defense being able to carry this team. And we asked that question before the season. Can this defense win a football game for you? Well, I think they've answered that. And it's not just Bosa. It's everybody. DJ Jones, Armstead, this whole defense, plus the secondary. And I'm just looking at this defense in a historical sense. They're getting better and better, Baldy. I'm scared for these quarterbacks coming into Levi's Stadium in the future.
Well, I mean, it's Shark Week, you know, and we've got a bunch of guys that are just, you know, in that frenzy type of mode. But, you know, they blitzed one time the whole day yesterday, once. I mean, it was a front four attack. And they just, and they're eight deep, you know, when Sheldon Day and Solomon Thomas and Ronald Blair come in, DJ Jones, I mean, they're eight deep. And they just do a whole hockey change. But Emmanuel Moseley, I didn't know what kind of player he's going to be. He jumps in front of a pass yesterday for an interception. I mean, they've got 10 interceptions this year. They finished all of last year with 2. We know that. They got 10 already this year. You know, I thought that second week, that second game of the season against the Steelers when the offense turned it over 5 times, I thought that was a big test. Because, you know, in past years, you know, you turn the ball over 5 times. I don't care who you're playing against. You know, quarterback making his first start, it doesn't matter. You're not going to win that game. And the defense bailed them out every single time. And since then, I think they've played, you know, even the week before the defensive touchdowns, I mean, they played complimentary football in every single game. And you could feel the entire camaraderie right now. And Kyle Shanahan is a much better coach right now, but they've got better players, and they've been largely healthy. Although, you know, without your 2 starting tackles, without your starting fullback, to be able to do what you're doing goes to what level of coaching they're at right now.
Brian Baldinger, Radio.com, Sports NFL Insider, joining us. All right, we can quibble about whether they're the best team in the NFC or second best. Point is, they're 7-0, and we're almost at the midpoint of the season. What's the difference between a team that gets better and after week 16 is still one of the best teams in the league and a team that kind of levels out after a great start?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, what you're asking is, you know, can they maintain this?
Yes.
And I believe that not only can they maintain it, I think they're going to get better. I mean, you saw Emmanuel Sanders caught a pass on the second play of the game. Now, I don't know if there's a playbook anymore, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't know when he learned that play. You know, the touchdown throw, I mean, the ball's tipped. He jumps in front of the wobbly ball, looks like a wounded duck, and catches his first touchdown pass. He's going to make the team better. His route running is elite. Jimmy Garoppolo missed him yesterday. I believe Jimmy Garoppolo can grow and get better. I think when the tackles get back, I think they're going to get better. You know, so I think they're doing this right now, a little shorthanded, new guys coming in, but yet they still are finding ways to just, you know, blow teams out. So I think there's a lot of growth left, and I believe that Kyle Shanahan, you know, his play calling ability will not allow this team to just flatline, because I think that the excitement comes from new plays being basically inputted every week. And then when they work, you can see the guy's excitement about, yeah, that stuff, they're buying in. And I don't believe it's going to flatline, because I think the play caller is an elite play caller, and he's an elite designer. And in that building where Bill Walsh was that guy for over a decade there in San Francisco, I'm not comparing him to Bill Walsh. He won championships. But he thinks like Bill Walsh does. He believes that there are new plays to be created every week depending on what you have and what the other team does. And you can see it every week. And so I think that's one of the things that's going to allow this team not to flatline.
Baldy, you just hit the nail on the head with that one. Bill Walsh, I mean, man, that's what I'm watching when I watch this Niner offense and the scheme of the plays. I just want to ask you, do you think other coaches around the league are taking notice on how Kyle and what Kyle is calling every Sunday?
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody is. Everybody's, you know, any opponent, the Arizona Cardinals are looking at him right now, and they're looking at all the play action and all the explosive runs that they're getting, and they're trying to figure out, you know, is the motion window dressing, or are they gaining an advantage, or why isn't Kuechly making that play? I mean, they're looking at all of it, but I haven't seen anybody stop the running game yet, and it doesn't matter who's running the ball. I mean, Raheem Mostert doesn't really make a difference right now. It doesn't matter who's playing tackle. The way that they're being coached is the right way right now. And so they're getting what they want, and they're getting the defense in looks that they want the defense to be in for these plays to work, and they're committed to it. So they can look at them, and they're going to study them, but I don't see them just getting completely shut down right now.
Baldy, a lot of people still harping on Garoppolo about the yardage and, oh, he threw the interception yesterday where he stared down George Kittle and Kuechly stepped in front of him, and he still makes a couple mistakes a game. But despite Garoppolo, what do you think of his performance so far this year? Because I don't think the Niners need him to throw for 350 yards. I've kind of been comparing him to Phil Simms on those great Giants teams where it just managed a game, make a play here and there, and get the team in the right set.
Well, he's more than a manager, and there's no manager that's going to play quarterback for Kyle Shanahan. I mean, you're expected to make throws. You know, they're creating and designing offense to get guys open, and you got to make the throws. Emmanuel Sanders won a route yesterday. I mean, it was a great individual route, and Garoppolo missed him. I don't think that Kyle Shanahan is happy about that. I don't think Jimmy G is happy about it. No manager is going to play quarterback for Kyle Shanahan. He's just, you got to be better than that, and I think he is better than that. And so he sees the field well. I think he's still, you know, looks like he's getting his skip back in his step. But I think there's still a big room for big days. When you run the ball like that, like they did yesterday, you're not going to throw for a lot of numbers when you're running the ball as well as you are. But the explosive plays, you know, there are going to be days when they're going to just not go for some of that pre-snap motion. You're going to see better run defenses out there, and you're going to have to throw the ball. And if you get to the postseason, when you get to the postseason, you're going to see better defenses. And, you know, maybe the defense isn't taking the ball away, you know, three times with interceptions. So the quarterback better win. And that's what this is all about right now. It's about winning in the postseason and getting the quarterback up to speed for it.
All right, Baldy, when are you coming back out here to the Bay Area? Because it looks like this team isn't slowing down. These Sharks are hunting quarterbacks. Yeah. I know you're in the ATL yesterday, probably hanging out with Steiny there at the Falcons game. When the hell are you getting back out here to the Bay Area, Baldy?
You know, I know I'm going to be in Kansas City this week and Tennessee the week after. I'm trying to get back out there, waiting to see how the schedule falls right now.
Brian, thank you so much as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
You got it, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, Brian Baldinger, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, and, of course, of Baldy Breakdown fame.
Wow, man.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.